Father Choha didn't like my joke, so he's preaching.
I didn't hear a word that he says because my hearing is that bad and the speakers don't come. You'll tell me later. Okay, well, I'm here today, even though Father McNeil has the Mass, to talk about our annual stewardship renewal that begins this weekend. And you know, what is the goal of doing a stewardship renewal? What are we trying to do? Well, it's to invite every parishioner to review this year's renewal packet that you're going to get in the mail soon, and to evaluate how God is currently calling you to live out your faith in our parish. That's the goal of why we do a stewardship renewal. And today's readings really encourage us as Christian stewards to be always mindful of just who we are and why God made us. Isaiah says, "I am the Lord and there is no other, there is no God besides me," speaking for God. And that's a powerful reminder of a very basic truth, the basic truth of our relationship with God, the fundamental foundation for our faith in God, that God is Lord and there is no other. But it's easy for us in our busy digital world to lose sight of this truth. As disciples of Jesus, we make choices each day intentionally of how we're going to spend our time, our 1,440 minutes that we all get, how we're going to spend our talents, as we call it, our activity in our parish community, in our local community, what are we doing with our gifts that God has given us, and also our treasure, the financial gifts and blessings that God has given us. That's what we're doing. And we make those choices so that we can proclaim God as God alone and be his faithful servants. Putting God first in our life, that's what we call it. And that takes real courage, especially today. But we shouldn't be afraid to live boldly for Christ, because St. Paul reminds us in the reading, in the second reading, our gospel did not come to you in word alone, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with much conviction. And when you think about it, look at all of the things we have at our disposal to be followers of Christ. Our very baptism, that lays the foundation for following Christ. And with the graces given to us in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, in confession, by listening to the Word of God, the strength we find in each other as part of our parish family, in everything, we have everything that we need to truly embrace the stewardship way of life and proclaim God and God alone in our life. And now the gospel passage Father McNeil just read is a very good one. It's a very clever thing that Jesus does. I mean, the scribes, the Pharisees, they're trying to outwit him and to trap him into saying something that he shouldn't say, that he's going to offend people one side or the other. They figure it's win-win for them and lose-lose for Jesus, no matter what he says. But all Jesus tells them when they ask him the question, is it lawful to pay taxes, basically, is what they're asking him. I always hope when I read this gospel they changed it, and Jesus says, no, you don't have to pay taxes. But Jesus doesn't say that. He says, take out the coin, and whose image is on it? And they say, Caesar's. And so he says, repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. And with that, he reminds us that while civil authority should be obeyed, we answer to an infinitely higher authority, God himself, who is Lord of everything and everyone. All things and all people are created by God. And in baptism, we've been claimed for Christ. And so our lives are a gift from God, And we have the privilege and responsibility to use every aspect of our lives in grateful response to God. Well, today, as I said, we kick off our annual parish-wide stewardship renewal. And it's a season, the time of year, where we encourage parishioners to make written, if you've never done it before. What we're going to do is ask you, invite you. It's always an invitation to follow Christ. You can't force anyone to do so. To make written, tangible commitments to prayer, to parish ministries, and to offertory giving. That's what the time, talent, and treasure stands for. And you may have begun to recognize that this time of year has become a way of life at our parish for many years now. We've been engaging in a stewardship way of life. But it seems to me, in my own life, and I think in the life of our parish even, there's a sense of complacency about living a stewardship way of life. We kind of take it for granted without really thinking, why are we making these commitments? And who am I a disciple of? And for this reason, you can see why it's important that we participate every year. Each one of us keeps participating every year in our renewal. You know, we do things in our own life, our private lives, on an annual basis. Just this last week, I had my annual visit with my eye doctor. And before that, in the summer, I had my annual wellness exam with my doctor, Dr. Kostrava. And we do those things. Why? Because you never know. Things might be going smoothly, but you never know what might happen. You may have some condition, medical condition, or need to change your prescription for your glasses, whatever it might be. And so, too, on an annual basis, we renew our commitment to Christ. It's kind of double-edged. For one, we're not committing ourselves to be the president or the head or a member of some ministry until death, but rather for 1 year. And we kind of live in an age when it's difficult for us to make commitments. And that's why we do it for 1 year. And so a yearly check-in to reflect on how God is calling me, God is calling you to share our gifts and to strengthen our relationship with God is important. And when we all do it, we support each other in doing so. So over the next couple of weeks, this week or next week, you should receive in the mail your stewardship renewal materials. There's a booklet about our parish and a booklet about all the ministries and a commitment card and so on. And I encourage you to look over that information and to discern how God is calling you right now, this year, to use your time and talent and treasure in a visible way as a disciple of Christ. And next Sunday, we're going to have a married couple who is going to be part of my homily. They're going to give a lay witness on living stewardship in their life. And then 2 weeks from now, in the first weekend of November, is Commitment Sunday, when we ask all families to bring their completed commitment cards to Mass or fill them out online and in that way take part in completing our renewal.